Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a very, very important story. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. His name was Label. He was probably about 8 or 9 years old. The story begins when he was sleeping. He had a very nice bedroom, a very nice bed, very comfortable. It was nice and warm in the winter. It was just the right temperature in the summer. All of a sudden, his alarm clock went off, or maybe he heard the birds outside of his window, and he woke up. Now, Label knew that he should say Moda Ani right away, that he should thank Hashem for giving his soul back to him, which Hashem was keeping during the night. But almost at the same instant that he thought that he should say Moda Ani and get out of bed, he had another voice that he heard in his head, and it was, "Don't bother saying Moda Ani," this voice said. "Just turn over and go back to sleep." And all of a sudden, Label was not sure what to do. But at that exact moment, he remembered what he learned in Shulchan Aruch, in the Code of Jewish Law, which is, right away, before the Yetzer Hara, before the evil inclination can convince you to do otherwise, right away, say Moda Ani, wash your hands, and jump out of bed. And that is exactly what he did. What a great victory. The truth is that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, is very smart. For example, if it's middle of the winter, he'll say, "It's so warm in this bed and so cold outside. Stay in bed a little while longer." And if it's the middle of the summer, when the sun sets very late and rises very early, the Yetzer Hara will say, "You've had a very short night's sleep. The nighttime is very short this summer. You need more sleep." And no matter what day it is, no matter what situation it is, the Yetzer Hara will always make an excuse of why you should stay in bed, not say Moda Ani, not wash your hands, not get up. And this is the first victory of the day for a Jewish boy or girl, or a Jewish man or woman, that as soon as it's time, as soon as the person wakes up and it's time to get up, then it's important right away, as soon as a person's awake, to say Moda Ani and to wash their hands and get out of bed and start to serve Hashem. Now, this is a great victory over the Yetzer Hara. But I want to point out a very important phrase in the Moda Ani. The Moda Ani in English is, "I give thanks to you, living and eternal King, that you return my soul within me. Great is your faith." Great is your faith. Now, usually we talk about faith as being something that we have in Hashem. We have faith in Hashem. Or like it says on the coin, "In God we trust." But here in the Moda Ani, we say, "Great is your faith, Hashem. Rabbe Munasecha, great is your faith." So what faith does Hashem have? But the answer is that Hashem has faith in us. And that's why he gave us our soul back to us. Because he has faith in us that we will do the right thing with our soul. We will learn Torah and do mitzvahs. We will do goodness and kindness. We will try to bring Mashiach quicker. And because Hashem believes that we will do that, therefore, he gives us our soul back to us. The truth is that, of course, Hashem knows what we will do because Hashem knows everything. But he gives us free choice. He gives us free choice to do the right thing or, chas v'shalom, God forbid, the wrong thing. He makes it as if he doesn't know, but of course he does know, but our choice is our choice. We can do whichever way we want. We have free choice to do good and free choice, chas v'shalom, God forbid, to do bad. So this is the first victory that we could have in the day. As soon as we wake up, we could have right away a victory over our Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination, and right away not listen to it, but instead say Moda Ani, and get out of bed after washing our hands. Get out of bed right away to serve Hashem. And the Code of Jewish Law says, imagine if you woke up and you were lying there in front of a king, a great, awesome, and mighty king. Now, the truth is that there was a coronation, a crowning of a king recently in England, and probably billions of people watched it on TV or on their computer. I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. But King Charles is not a great and mighty, awesome king because he doesn't really have any legal power. He's a symbolic king, which is very nice. No question about it. It's a very nice thing to have a symbolic king if the king acts the way his king's supposed to act. But he does not actually have the power of a king. But imagine if a person woke up and they were lying there in front of a real powerful, awesome, mighty king who ruled over many countries and had many, many armies, etc., and was even a very good king that you want to respect and you want to do the right thing in front of. If you were lying there on the ground or in your bed in front of the king, you would right away get up. And the code of Jewish law says, so too. When we wake up in the morning, we should realize that we are lying there in front of Hashem. Hashem is everywhere, including in our bedroom. And therefore, it's very appropriate to get up right away. And even actually, the Rebbe explains that the first breath that we take already is connected to Mashiach and Geula. And the first thought should right away be connected to Mashiach and Geula, but the first words are, Moida ani lefanecha, I give thanks to you, living an eternal king. And in this way, by fulfilling what the code of Jewish law says, to get up right away and to have that first victory right away, this will lead to more victories and more victories and more good things and right things, learning more Torah and doing more mitzvahs. And this will certainly bring Mashiach much, much quicker. May it happen immediately, especially through yours and mine efforts in increasing more Torah and mitzvahs, more goodness and kindness, more learning about Mashiach, believing that Mashiach will come, and looking forward to Mashiach will come immediately, if not sooner. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.